906, instant illumination. An excellent cause results in an excellent effect. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the instant illumination. An excellent cause results in an excellent effect. I like to dream. I like to let my imagination float. I like to let my imagination soar. Here on the mountaintop at our ranch here at the campus of the University of Healing, I look out my window, and it's early in the morning. It's 5:30, and the light is beginning to dawn on the sky. But all around me, I am bathed in a beautiful, wonderful mist. I look off across the mountains, and they're not there. I look through the valleys, they're not there. I look through the hills, to the trees adjacent to the house, they're not there. I'm surrounded by this wonderful, beautiful fog. Beautiful low cloud, like we like to call it up in the mountains. And what does this mean? What does this mean? Does this mean that the sky is gone? Does this mean that the sun is not there? Does it mean that the blue heavens are no longer present? Not at all. It only means that as long as I stay in this attitude, if I stay in this cloud, I will have a limited vision. And when I open myself up out of this cloud, were I to take the airplane and fly into the sky, going up only a few hundred feet, maybe 1,000 feet, I would be up into the bright morning air. I would see the distant sun rising in the east. I would see it gloriously, wonderfully expanding itself across the horizon, flashing through the clouds below. When I place an excellent cause in motion, I have excellent effect. An excellent cause results in an excellent effect. So I put the thought in motion that as I fly above these clouds, the sun is there. Now, I don't have an airplane at my fingertip at the moment, and so I can fly up there mentally and see it beautiful. Or I can just wait a couple of hours, and the fog will lift, the clouds will lift, and the sun will break through and give a glorious day. Or I can just think in my consciousness, the sky is blue and always will be blue. The heavens are glorious and open and free and always will be. This momentary haze that's in my consciousness, that's in my presence, that keeps me from seeing all the world about me, is not a bad thing, it's not a good thing. It's like my thought. My thought, when I use it to sort of hide myself from my reality, makes me want to believe that my reality is not there. It makes me want to believe that that which is real and everlasting is not present. That's, of course, a silly thing to say. In Switzerland, there was a man who had his house, and then a distance from the house was his barn, and in his barn he kept his animals, and then just beyond the barn was a great precipice that dropped down thousands of feet, and he had no fence along that precipice because he just always could see it. Well, one day he had a great snowstorm, blinding snowstorm, and it snowed for days and days, and he had a post at the barn, and he had a post at the house, and a few posts in between, and he had a line on that post. Now, the line was not a fence to keep something out or what have you, but it was a directional line that directed him to the barn so he could go feed the animals during the snowstorms. And as he followed this line, it took him directly to the barn. Well, one day, the storm became so tremendous that it covered up his line, and he could not see it. And he walked along, and he knew his property. He knew every inch of it, because that was his home, that's where he worked, That's where he spaded the ground and prepared it for the plantings and so forth. But his inner sense said to him, you've gone the wrong direction. You should go more to the right. So he believed in his inner sense and went more to the right. And he fed the cows. He got to the barn okay. Everything was perfect. And then, after he fed the cows, the sun came out. And all the sky was gloriously blue. And he was so happy. But he thought he would retrace his steps to see where the fence had gone and where his line had gone. Well, his steps took him within an inch, virtually, of the precipice that dropped down thousands of feet. And he listened to his indwelling reality, his indwelling wisdom. He listened to that divine inside. And he placed the cause in motion that he is going to the barn. And listening to that divine insight, he turned just at the point where the precipice dropped down from the side of the mountain. Now, he had no fear. He had no anxiety. But his line had been covered up by snow. In fact, he was walking on top of his line by several feet because of the thickness of the snow. When we learn to listen to the divine within, we may not have any glorious, wonderful, life-saving adventure which keeps us from dropping off the precipice. But when we learn to listen within, what we'll find out is that within us, each of us, is a magical bit of knowledge, a magical bit of wisdom, ready to speak up and guide us through all of the interesting experiences we create for ourselves in our life. All of the fantastic experiences that allow us to be aware that an excellent cause results in an excellent effect. You can think of these things yourself. You can think of the excellent causes that result in excellent effects in your life. And when you do, you will come up with some magic that is all virtually unbelievable. It'll seem like it's too good to be true. It'll seem like, how can anyone ever have such wonderful magic in their life? Well, the answer is simple. Anyone can have such wonderful magic in their life because anyone may well be dreaming of their divinity. They may well listen to that inner voice which says, turn right. And so he turned right. No doubt, no question, no wonderment. If he had made one step further, he would not be there any longer. He would be flying through space and time, dashing off to his next wonderful dimension of beingness. Training ourselves to learn to listen is not as difficult as it seems. He listened. There was nothing else he could do. He was blinded by the snow. He was blinded by the lack of light. He was blinded by the lack of direction. He felt he knew the right direction, and he was guided to the right direction. Are we guided so to the right direction? Yes, we are. All the time we are guided to the right direction, but are we ready to take that right direction? Well, there comes the test. People who take that direction, that so to speak right direction, live a very happy, fulfilled life because they know they listen to their divine within and they're guided in wonderful ways. They know that there's nothing impossible that stands before them, and they move into the awareness of their divinity and their magic. We can do that too. We do oftentimes, but not quite as often as we could. But it is fun to do it whenever we think about it. This is the instant illumination. An excellent cause results in an excellent effect. So simple an effect as turning right rather than turning down. I love you. I love you. I love you.